primarily with the chickens. And when the hens, you know, get away from the barn and find a different spot to lay their eggs, if the female doesn't show up at the gate, then we know we've got a chicken somewhere that's either sick or is laying or sitting somewhere. And we'll go through the pasture and find a big white fur ball, and usually around 5 to 10 feet around that's where the hen is. And then the male, he stays with the goats. So we got a running joke around here that the female thinks she's a chicken and the male dog thinks he's a goat. Because they, you know, they're just funny. And we get a lot of laughs out of them.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad up in Campobello. But they are just amazing is what they do and how they work. You know, a dog has been bred to do a certain job, like this shepherd that I've got out in the backyard. It's got a job to do, and it patrols the fence, and if it don't belong inside the fence, then it don't want it in here. The Pyrenees are about the same way. I don't know how they would do in the daylight, but I do know in dark, you go out there with the Pyrenees and you start in the pasture or wherever, you know, where the goats or the chickens are, then the dogs are going to let you know, hey, you ain't supposed to be here. But they, you know, as long as they've got a job to do and they do their job, I don't have a problem with them. This little old dog, Sophie, that we've got, we call it a service dog. It's when we first got it, I had not retired, and it was a lot of company for Joy, and it was her lap dog. So that's that dog's job, is to be a lap dog for Joy, more so than anything. She doesn't have a job per se, but every once in a while she'll hear a car pull up in the driveway that's she's not accustomed to, and she'll bark once or twice. She doesn't bark much, but she'll bark once or twice. But she'll let you know, hey, somebody's here and they ain't supposed to be.
All right. So, interesting fact that I wanted to tell you about today, but did not, I forgot to tell you, was that one of our club members, actually he's the repeater custodian, he has a beautiful dog that he keeps in the house with him. I can't remember the breed, but her name is Dolly, and he uses her to notify him when he needs to unplug his antennas from the radios, because he says that she is pretty sensitive to lightning or thunder off in the distance. And she acts a certain way. He said she gets real needy. And when she acts that way, he goes and unplugs his antenna from, you know, his antennas from his radios. And I thought that was pretty smart of him to notice that. I never would have thought to recognize that. But just a helpful tip for anybody that's got dogs that don't like thunder. Next time you hear thunder and the dog acts a little strange, hey, go unplug your antennas, and that's better than any polyphaser you can buy.
It works good, Chad, and I'm glad that he's got the early warning system. Here at the house, I do not unplug my antennas in a thunderstorm. One of these days, I'm going to get bit and bit hard, but for right now, I don't do it. All my antennas are DC ground potential and have a floating RF ground, so they are grounded, but they don't, they're DC ground potential. And so I've never had a problem with it so far, and I'll leave it at that. But, you know, I was asked one time, or an older ham told me, long time ago, he said, now, you're supposed to be in emergency communications, right? And I said, yeah. He said, well, if an emergency comes up, say a thunderstorm or a tornado or something of this nature, he said, you got all your antennas unplugged and all your radios undone, you know, powered down. He said, how are you going to be able to do communication, you know, emergency communication? And I said, well, I'll have to hook everything back up. He said, it might be too late then. So from then on, I've just left mine on.
Well, I can't do that. We have had years ago when I was really a little old bitty fella, Dad and I planted some pine trees along the driveway. Planted about 20 or 30 of them. I'd say about 40 years ago now. And the three end trees closest to Dad, I don't know how many times those things have been hit by lightning. Anna and I saw, you know, you've heard the old cliche, lightning doesn't strike twice in the same spot twice. Well, that's not so. We were in, you know, we've got a lot of windows in our home, and we saw those three trees have been hit I don't know how many times. But one time, not too long ago, it hit one of the trees, and it was like a ball of fire traveled about 6 inches under the ground, across the yard, and blew a piece of metal out of the yard. And after the storm, we went out, and it was a plow point off of, you know, one of the walk-behind plows from a mule, used to back in the mule days. And it blew it, I don't know, 10, 15 feet up in the air when it hit it. But it traveled a good 75 feet across the yard. And that happens, you know, once or twice a year, usually out in the front yard. So I can't do it. I'll unplug my stuff because I'm attached to my radios. I just can't do it.
KOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, KO4NUE. Well, I tell you, Chad, like I said, I don't do it. You know where the poplar trees are, down there past the end of the driveway on the right. I had three poplar trees standing right there, and one of them got hit by lightning. And my antennas were still up then. And like I said, luckily it didn't come on in the house or anything like that. But it's liable to get me one of these days. But you know, if I'm gonna try to have my station up for emergency communications and that sort of thing, I'm not gonna take it down. And like I said, I don't know. I'm gonna get bit one of these days.
And dear. Tried indoor antenna to see if you can reach the repeater that way.
Repeater antenna over here in the corner, but on a different radio that I can get the repeater with.
That should be your weather radio right there to be able to communicate.
I've got both. I've got inside and outside antennas, and I don't ever unplug mine. One of these days, I'm going to get bit, but for the time being, it's going to be right where it's at.
Well, I'm having to be mobile all the time now, so that's where my communication is.
KI4GLS.
I hate that you're mobile all the time now, but you got a good mobile signal anywhere you go. And like I said, you make a good trip into the repeater, whether you're in Greenville or Spartanburg or Rock Hill. So you got a good mobile unit there. What else you got for us there, Mr. Chad?
Gary, I just want to drop by for a few minutes and say hello. And I sent you a video of these two goofy dogs I got, and make sure you share it with Miss Joy. But that's it. Please tell Joy and Sophie we said hello, and you be safe. 73s, I'll be standing by. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Like me, you partly cloudy at best. You ain't never been clear. And we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up is KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, a neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Chandler, what's on your mind there, young man?
KO4WWZ here. Couple of things, actually. First thing I would like to ask you and Chad a question, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so whenever anyone starts to call the net, you say that they're doing it to promote the Bars Association, the Blue Ridge Younger Radio Society. My question is it okay or hams to promote each other? So what I mean by that is, if I wanted to promote the Pickens Aries group by having round tables every night except Tuesday nights on the 147-195, how would that work, and would that be okay?
Check with the Pickens group and make sure that it's all right with them. I don't see anything wrong with having a round table each night. You know, just sit around and chit chat with everybody. On this repeater, I don't know how much they do it anymore, but used to after the nets each night. It might be 10 or 11 o'clock, or it might be after 11 that there'll be a bunch of guys come in, and they just sit around and have a round table, you know. One would speak, and then somebody else, and they'd just rotate it around until he came back to the guy that talked first. Nobody asked to be able to do that, but at that particular time, you know, there wasn't a problem because the net wasn't going on or anything of that nature. With that particular repeater on Tuesday nights, if you wanted to have your little round table about the same time you have the net, you would have to break it up on Tuesday nights for the net. But you would need to talk with the Pickens group and the repeater custodian and you know, whoever owns and operates the repeater and make sure it's all right with them first.
All right. Chad, you got anything to add, sir?
If Gary says it, then there you go. I learned from night one. He's spot on. So always talk with the person or the club that's in charge of the repeater, and be pretty clear about, you know, what you want to do. You know, just like I said, discuss what it is you want to do. And, you know, it's best to ask for permission first and go that route with it. I would steer clear away from, you know, the nets, because, you know, the nets have a pretty specific function. Provide a lot of services for people. You know, best thing is just talk with Mandel, and Mandel will let you know what you can and can't do. But I wouldn't attempt to do that without discussing it with somebody first. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, conversation. But when you schedule that would be important, and like I said, just talk with the custodian over it. That's all you need to do, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, Chad, thank you for your support for UWZ. Next question is for Chad, for DOS, and for Chad, pretty much. That Yaesu 2-meter 440 radio that you advertised on the slot net. Chad, that may be the route I need to go. What do you think you need to do about that?
You're talking about the Yaesu FT-736R 2-meter 440. I can get you in touch with a guy that owns it. And, you know, if you want to buy it from him, that sort of thing. It's a very nice unit. It's got a, like I said, it's a built-in power supply. It's a little bit older radio. It's not 100 years old, but it's a little older radio. And it was used for satellite work. And then to do that, you needed a rotator and control box that would do azimuth and elevation, so you could follow the satellite across the sky and talk to through it. But it was a real nice radio for that. But it's, like I said, it's all mode. It does AM, FM, upper and lower sideband on 2 meters and 440. So it's a nice radio. It does a lot, and it has a lot of potential. If that's the kind of radio you're looking for.
It looks like, it sounds like something I've been looking for. Hey, Chad, what do you think? Do you think this is something I should get?
Oh, Chandler, I'll kill for NUE here. I think probably, let's talk about it, and then we'll arrange a meeting time. Gary, do you have the radio, or is it at the operator's home?
Steve's got it, KN4VWA.
Do you have the model number?
Yep. It's a FT-736 Romeo, 736R.
Asking for it?
Yeah, $400.
Channel, I know Steve. Let me do a little research on it, and I'll get back with you. And we'll discuss it if you want to. But yeah, we'll talk about it. KO4NUE back to net.
Help you and Chandler get together on that and get Steve involved in it. But Chandler, that's a real nice radio. I had one at my house at one time. I used it on a 2-meter sideband and worked real well into a beam. And of course, the upper and lower side, they work on a vertical, but they don't work as well as they do on a beam. And so I could get a little more distance out of the upper and lower sidebands on a 2-meter at 440 than I could on the vertical or the all directional. But it's a nice radio.
KO4WWZ KI4DOS. So it's not something I could use to on a Diamond X50A to hit the repeater from the house, am I correct?
Any kind of antennas, but like I said, if you're going to use upper and lower sideband, it's best to use a beam antenna for that. You don't have to, but it seems to work better with a beam. But you can use whatever you got there at the house. You can work that radio off a J-pole or anything else, any kind of antenna that's set up for 2 meters and 440.
All righty. It may be a situation where I had to work out a money issue, but yeah, I'd love to look into this radio. So with that, this is KO4WWZ. I'll return it to Nick. And I'm going to be negative. I've got to get in the bed for work in the morning. Good night, everyone on that, and God bless.
you there, Chandler. Good talking with you. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. Asked some good questions. And like I tell everybody, the only dumb question is the one that's not asked. So, you know, if you don't know the answer to it, somebody else might. And if they don't, somebody will find out for you. But it all works out in the end. But I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us. Hope everything works out. And we will talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. We'll wrap it up this evening. I appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that ragged you, appreciate that as well. It's you folks out there in radio land that make the net. And if it wasn't for y'all, us net controllers would have to sit here and twiddle our thumbs. So do appreciate each and every one of you. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, I got in a hurry. That was my message number 10. I'm going to have to resubmit that, so I'll have my message number in there. But we had a grand total of 69 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there. I wish I'd have got one more, and I'd have made a good round 70, but we do appreciate all that checked in with us. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's crap. Now, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.